situation.
Yes, Lord.
Out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a solid foundation.
Yes.
In other words, he brought me out of my situation.
Yes.
And then he put me in a safe place.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Because when our feet is on a solid foundation, means that he's out on a, we're out on a safe place.
Yes.
And he established my going. We want to use for a subject today. Turn to your neighbors and neighbor.
Neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I'm out.
Amen.
Yes.
When you've been into something for a quite a while,
mm-hmm.
then God brings you out. You know that it was God that brought you out.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It was God that saved you from all burn harm again.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Here, the songwriter used something here that was only natural. We know that miry clay is a type of dirt or soil that when you are in is something like quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get in it, you can't get out of it. Not that somebody help you out.
Jesus.
Amen. So David said that God is the one that brought him out.
Brought him out.
Let us look at also Psalm 69. First two verses. Psalm 69, 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul.
Well,
I sink in deep marrow, where there is no standing.
Well,
meaning that he was in the marrow, that he couldn't even get his feet to hit something solid that he could stand on.
Jesus.
In other words, he was steady sinking, amen, drowning.
Jesus.
Amen. He said, I sink in deep marrow, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters,
mm-hmm.
where the floods overflow me.
Jesus.
He said, I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God for bringing me out.
Bringing me out. Yes.
See, one thing about our soul and our spirit, it can't take but so much on the downside.
Jesus.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen. When we start sinking on the downside and seems like there is no help, then our spirit or our body began to feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We began to feel like there is no hope.
That's right.
Good God. But I thank God today that David said that I was sinking in the marrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was sinking in sin until God brought me out.
Brought me out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even through my deliverance, the thing that I was going through, God is the one that brought me out.
Yes, Lord.
Also, Psalms 27 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to lay a foundation here so that we can understand that sometimes it takes the Lord to fix our situation.
Yes.
The more we cry and try, the lady said, the woman said that she was sick for 12 long years, she had tried everything. She had tried all the doctors.
Yes.
Amen. But she heard about Jesus.
Jesus.
So glad God fixed her situation.
Yes.
He touched her body and healed her body.
Yes, so glad.
Amen.
Jesus.
Psalm 27:5.
Mm-hmm.
For in time of trouble.
Yes.
He shall hide me.
Hide me.
In his provision.
Yes.
In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Thank you, Jesus.
He shall set me upon a rock.
Yes.
In the time of trouble, God will hide you in his provision.
Yes, he will.
The place where there is safety.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. One thing about the enemy can't prevail in his provision.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He can't dwell in the same place where God has brought you out.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
To a safe place. He can't dwell there.
Thank you, Lord. So glad.
Amen.
So glad.
Aren't you glad about it?
Yes, yes.
When God brings you out into a place where there's safety, where there's no harm,
mm-hmm.
then you're safe.
Yes.
Because that is the place where God dwells, in the ark of safety.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has brought us out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the reason why he said here, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Yes.
It's a secret place, a place where the enemy has not seen or he can't dwell in.
Jesus.
It's a secret place of God. Where there is a secret place that nobody knows about that place. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. So we look to the Lord today and see what God has done. And God said, I bring you out.
Yes.
You have been brought out by the Lord. God said you are saved.
Thank you, Jesus. So glad.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God will hide you from your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will. Come on.
One thing about the devil can't stand on that rock.
No.
His feet don't fit that rock.
That's right.
Amen. But when God brings you out, amen, you are out.
You are out. Yes.
Amen. And you are saved. Where there is no harm.
Yes, Lord.
The sixth verse in the same chapter of 27. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies.
Yes, yes.
Around about me, therefore will I offer up his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Yes,
I will
Lord.
Offer up sacrifice of joy because God has done great things for me.
Yes, Lord.
When
yes.
God does great things for you and I, we
yes.
ought to be able to praise him.
Amen.
We ought to be able to thank God because he's the one that has done that for me. Amen. And you should let the Lord know, amen, that the great thing that he has done, that when nobody else could do it,
yes.
God does it for me. Amen. When everybody turned their back on me, amen, God, amen, heard my cry. He lifted me up, amen. He placed my feet on a solid foundation.
Yes.
Amen. He established my goal.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Aren't you glad?
Yes, I am.
So glad that God cares for you and I.
Yes, Lord.
When no one else cares for us, no one would listen to our problems. A lot of times people say, don't tell me your problems. I got problems also.
Well.
But I'm so glad about the God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That you can tell your problems to the Lord and he won't tell nobody.
He won't tell nobody. That's
amen.
Right.
He began to work on your problems, our problems. Amen. The songwriter said, amen, we don't have to fear because God has already been working out.
Yes.
Amen. So we are saying today, amen, amen, that I'm out today. God has worked it all out
yes.
for us.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So when you get in real trouble, I'm not just talking about something that anybody can handle. Huh?
That's right.
When some things man can handle, amen. Some things, amen, your friends can handle, amen. But when God does something for you and you know that it was God that brought you out.
Yes.
It was God that established your goings, amen.
Yes,
it was
Lord.
God that made way where there seemed to be no way to be made.
Yes, Lord.
Then
I'm
you
out.
Can give him the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Nobody but the Lord.
Nobody.
Amen. Because he's the one that can do all things but fail.
Yes, Lord.
David found out in my words, in my doings, amen. And when the enemy desired to destroy me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. When everything was falling down around me.
Well.
It was God that
on.
Brought me
yes,
up.
Yes, come on.
It was God that brought me
yes.
out.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. When I didn't have no money, if God, amen, made ways for me. Amen. When I didn't have any food, amen, didn't have nothing to drive.
Come on with
it. It was God that brought me and done this
yes,
for
Lord.
Me.
Yes, Lord.
See, God will do things just for you,
yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Just for you when you have, amen, have served the Lord, has from the Lord, the Lord
come on
I
now.
Serve.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen. And I do what you want me to do. And God will turn in and say, I do what you want me to do for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what God will do because he will promise us everything. He'll give us everything because the Bible says that God's promises are true.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. He keeps his promises.
Amen. God will keep all his promises.
Yes, he will. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Yes,
so today we look at, amen, that God, amen, has brought me out. He has